Excuse me. I'm sorry. Like tact, apologies are often charades. Sometimes they're harmless charades, like when someone almost flattens you with a shopping cart and you say, excuse me. You don't want even strangers to lower their opinion of you. A friend of mine who went back to retrieve a magazine he'd left in a doctor's crowded waiting room made a speech excusing himself to everyone. He wanted them all to understand that he wasn't a used magazine thief. Full-time approval-seeking means that instead of just living your life, you have to act it out. Waiting for a bus on a neighborhood street corner, you can't just wait for the bus. Every once in a while, you have to step off the sidewalk and peer into the distance, doing a performance of someone waiting for a bus. Otherwise, one of the bystanders might think you're up to no good. Exercise, life beyond manners. Notice how often you defend yourself with words, actions, the way you dress, your tone of voice, and how stressful that can be. What impression, what you, are you trying to hide or strengthen? Whom are you trying to convince? What is the story of you that you perpetuate or want to perpetuate? What you would you be without this story? Notice when you make excuses, explain or justify yourself, or do the same for others, tactfully helping them out by offering them an excuse. What do you experience when you defend, qualify, or explain even your very existence? What are you afraid we'll think or do if you remain silent and don't defend, justify, qualify, explain yourself, or tell us what really happened unless we ask? Make a list, then, one by one, ask yourself if each item on it is true. I'm afraid you'll think I'm rude, and then... I'm afraid you'll think I don't care about you, and then... I'm afraid you'll think I am too, and then... What do you believe about the above imaginary consequences? How do you react when you believe that thought? Who would you be without the thought? What would happen if you moved and responded with less concern about what others will think? What if you let your actions speak for themselves? What would it be like to live your truth without excusing, defending, explaining, or justifying your thoughts or actions to others? The following exercises are not about flouting good manners or changing your behavior. They are about helping you see what you may be hiding from yourself when you are intent on acting in a socially acceptable way. Anxious thoughts that you don't really believe. Imagine leaving the table without a polite excuse, and notice what the excuse is designed to prevent. If you were to just get up and leave without any words, what do you think they would think of you? Imagine a situation in which you slightly inconvenience someone, perhaps by being late or wanting to borrow something. What if you were to simply apologize without explanation? Imagine yourself standing in front of that person without your explanation. Notice what impression your explanation would have been designed to prevent. What do you think would happen if someone were to form the very impression of you that you're afraid of? Do you really believe that thought? Talking, interrupting, and listening. Most efforts to win love and admiration aren't coldly calculated. It's not as if we do it on purpose. Flirtation, seduction, falling in love, and the whole romantic realm take place in a dreamy, trance-like state, alternating between hope and fear. One minute you think you may be rejected, the next minute you're excited about succeeding. In the state, you hardly know what you're doing, and you may hide from yourself how much you pretend and manipulate. The dreamlike state is most intense when people get close to consummating their relationships, whether it's business people on the verge of making a deal, closing a sale, or getting hired for a job, or lovers about to have sex for the first time. Everyone wants to be in agreement and gloss over their differences. If this state of mind is stressful for you, you can begin to wake up just by noticing what goes on in the ordinary chat that surrounds it. Conversation is full of unintentional behavior aimed at managing other people's impressions. Flirtatious smiles, meaningful looks, nods of agreement, and exaggerated reactions.